I'm John Batchelor. Michael Yon at patreon.com, at locals.com, is in Panama City pending trips overseas. Right now, it's important to update what Michael has learned from officials in Panama City about the migrants coming through the Darien Gap heading north to Mexico and then on to the United States. This is not about Central American states. This is about the whole world via South America, Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, and north through Nicaragua, through Guatemala, through Honduras to Mexico. Michael, you have had conversations with officials in Panama City these last days. What have you learned of their concerns about these migrants coming through the Darien Gap, very dangerous Darien Gap, at the time that we're learning there are new variants of the virus, the Delta variant, perhaps the Delta Plus variant, and the new Lambda variant, highly transmissible, especially among the young? What have you learned? Good evening, Michael.
Good evening from Panama City, Panama. Well, they're very concerned down here. As you know, Panama, the country of Panama, had a huge lockdown in last year. Well, it ended this year, and it was worse than even, say, New York City. I mean, it was a truly draconian lockdown. And now they're worried about the variants that are coming up through the Darien Gap with the migrants. And in fact, when I met with a government official this Wednesday, I believe it was, she told me that just the day before, a father of a child that had just come through, he just died. The father died. It was a father and a mother brought a child through, and the father died of COVID right there in the reception camp for the migrants coming through Darien Gap. So they're testing a lot of children positive. A lot of adults, numerous, are dying, and they're very concerned that this is going to spread through Panama, which of course it will, and because they bust through Panama to Costa Rica. And in addition to that, this government official said that they believe something that we've been actually reporting, that more than 10% are dying just coming through from things like floods and falls and bandits and you know, snake bites and that sort of thing. So it's a pretty serious chain of events down here, especially with the spread of the pandemic. I mean, it's really terrible.
The foreign minister of Panama, Erica Moniz, has published at the foreignpolicy.com website a summary of Panama, the Darien Gap, and the migrants. And the report is by the foreign minister, an average of 20,000 people enter Panama by foot through the Darien Gap annually. These numbers have spiked significantly in recent years, with UNICEF reporting a 15-fold increase in the number of children crossing the gap in the past 4 years. In light of this surge, Doctors Without Borders began providing medical and mental health services for arriving migrants on the Panamanian side of the crossing in May of this year, performing more than 3,300 medical checkups and an average of 10 individual and group mental health consultations per day. Other non-governmental organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross and the International Organization for Migration, are collaborating with the Panamanian government to receive such a large number of people in a very small and remote area of the country. Now, Michael, you've taken us to that very small area of the country. You've been there several times. You've flown over it. You've traveled to Valjaquito, which is the Umbara entry point for people coming through the gap. There is no stopping these migrants, Michael. That's what I've learned from you. The foreign minister is well-intentioned, and so are the services of these NGOs, but they can't possibly treat the problem with the numbers that are arriving, the damage to these people, and the virus. My measure, Michael, listening to your reports, is it is impossible. The migrants will come, and the virus is going to spread throughout Central America.
Yeah, it's definitely spreading. As you know, stopping a pandemic like this, even on the island of Fiji or down in New Zealand or out in Taiwan, has proven to be, you know, it just didn't happen. But here it's just it's an open blood flow, and probably 10%, more than 10% of the migrants die just coming through. But a lot of the others are bringing all sorts of things, not just the virus, not just CCP virus, but they're also bringing antibiotic resistant tuberculosis, which has long been known, and so that has already taken hold in all over the place in Central America, Mexico, and the United States. So it's not just this virus. It's many other things in addition to a lot of criminality. When I was just over in Tapachula, Mexico, there was a headline, which I put on my locals and Patreon, that said in Spanish that many of the migrants are wanted in their own countries, and they're just wandering around the city of Tapachula, Mexico. In other words, wanted criminals in their own countries. I've published that newspaper. It was just a newspaper at a newspaper stand. So it's a huge concern here. And the Panamanian authorities obviously don't want to keep the migrants here because they have to pay for their food and many other things. And it's costing them millions of dollars per month. But it's more than they actually than the foreign minister represented in that foreign affairs story. It's actually more than that. I think that they're understating it. I know that they're understating it. I don't know why, because I can't read their mind. But I would say, for instance, this month, based on our own observations and interviews, it's probably more like 10,000 will come through this month. Certainly not 5,000. It's certainly way north of 5,000. I'm going to guess 10,000 is what the statistics will show next month of what came through this month. And again, more than 10% of those seem to be dying out in the jungle.
The foreign minister reports, going forward, the countries of the Americas need to address this issue through regional cooperation rather than disjointed bilateral actions and blame games. We need, this is Panama speaking, we need the United States, Canada, Costa Rica, Colombia, Ecuador, Brazil, Peru, Chile, and Panama to come together and foster a comprehensive approach to reducing the flow of migrants passing through the Darien Gap. Michael, what you've reported on is that not only is this not happening, but also there is no coordination between the United States and Panama. To my understanding, the U.S. is reporting all the problem is the Northern Triangle, Central America, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. That is not the problem you're seeing. You're not seeing Salvadorians or Hondurans or Guatemalans. You're seeing people from Haiti. And that is not even being discussed in the United States.
Right. Most of the ones coming through the Darien Gap are Haitians and Cubans. And then after that, about 80 other countries. For instance, Pakistanis. I see Bangladeshis all the time. Even some Afghans. I haven't personally met Afghans. I've met a lot of Indians and Nepalese, Somalis, people from Yemen, Congo. I mean, well, about 80 countries. And so it's a huge UN coming through. And they're being facilitated by many different groups, such as the Norwegian Refugee Council. It's an international cabal of groups that's actually doing this. It's not just – they're being facilitated. They're being facilitated in many ways to get up here. And there is cooperation between Panama and Costa Rica. They have a program called Controlled Flow, and the cooperation is to – collect the people that come from Darien Gap, get them on buses, and they get them then to Costa Rica. And then Costa Rica buses them up to the Nicaraguan border, and then they're just released, and they go across the Nicaraguan border. And then after they get into Nicaragua, the next stage, of course, is Honduras.
Michael, are there masks in Panama City? Is there social distancing in Panama City? Is the vaccine in Panama City? What we're talking about here is a Delta variant that is shutting down Sydney right now. Sydney is locking down till July 7th. Britain has extended its lockdown into July. Other countries, Europe, for example, Germany and France and Portugal are urging the United Kingdom to stay home. Don't travel. They're trying to ban British tourism in Europe because they're concerned about the Delta variant. What do you see in Panama City about caution?
I see roughly 20 people right now, and only one doesn't have a mask on. Make that two. And she's got it around her neck. But there's also police around. You might hear my voice change sometime. Every time the police walk by, I put my mask back up because there's nobody around me. But they still, you know, will come and say, put your mask on. So they're quite concerned about it here. Almost everybody's wearing a mask in Panama.
Is there vaccine? Do you know about the availability of vaccine in Panama? Have you seen any reporting about that from the officials?
Some are getting the vaccine. I don't know the numbers because I've been looking more into the migration than the actual pandemic. And so I don't know what the actual numbers are. But keep in mind, recently I was on the airplane with those Bolivians that we talked about before, and they were flying to New York City to get the vaccine all the way from Sao Paulo,
Brazilians,
Brazil.
The Brazilians, so the Brazilian brother and sister were coming to New York, right?
Now, Michael, that's right. You got a good memory.
You met with Panamanian officials. They know that this problem is going to continue to grow. At this point, there's no reporting that the U.S. border is shutting down. People are coming to the border and coming into America. Do they have plans going forward? What is it that they're telling their own people in the news about this threat of the variants?
Well, Panama is apt to shut down. That's one thing I'm quite concerned about is in my upcoming trip to Greece next week and Morocco to study immigration issues is that I'm going to get stuck over there and not make it back to Texas for CPAC in early July. But if that happens, I'll just be stuck in Africa or Greece. And, I mean, because as you know, there's a lot of countries, there's a lot of balls up in the air, you know, flights being canceled. So it's not just Panama, it's the whole shebang here. On, you know, which countries let you in, which don't let you in. I was able to go to Mexico about 2 weeks ago with no problems and come back to Panama with no problems. But certainly, you know, almost everybody here is wearing a mask at this point. And again, Panama shut down like hermetically sealed in 2020 and in a great deal of 2021.
Michael Yon, Patreon.com and Locals.com are where to see Michael posting. As he travels, he gave you a foreshadowing. He's off to North Africa and then to the European continent. And we will follow his travels because that also is about the great migration underway. It is not about Central America. It is about every continent moving. This is John Batchelor.